This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed in U.S.-Israel airstrikes, Iranian state media confirmed earlier today. His death occurred after a joint U.S. and Israeli aerial bombardment that targeted Iranian military and government sites. A 40-day state mourning has been declared in Iran. Iran's General Abdul Rahim Mosavi and Defense Minister General Aziz Nasirzadeh were also killed in an airstrike targeting a meeting of the country's Defense Council alongside the head of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard and Security Advisor Ali Shamkhani. Iranian state media reported at least 200 are dead and more than 700 injured. In response, Iran launched attacks across West Asia. Apparent Iranian strikes have been reported in Dubai, Doha, Bahrain and Kuwait, places with U.S. military bases or that are allied to the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, said that the heavy and pinpoint bombing will continue through the week or longer. Tensions have soared in recent weeks as American warships moved into the region amid stalled nuclear talks. Indian badminton ace PV Sindhu is stranded in Dubai amid U.S.-Israeli airstrikes in Iran and Iran's retaliation. She was on her way to Birmingham for the All England Open to be held from 3rd March, with Dubai scheduled as a transit stop. Sharing the ordeal on X, formerly known as Twitter today, Sindhu said the situation is becoming more frightening by the hour. Further, she assured they are all safe and have been moved to a more secure place. She thanked the staff at Dubai Airport and the Dubai authorities, and especially to the Indian High Commission in Dubai. Chief Minister Pema Khandu held a meeting with Dr. C.M. Ramesh, MP and Chairman of the Standing Committee on Railways, to discuss key railway projects in Arunachal Pradesh. Discussion focused on strengthening connectivity and expediting ongoing works to accelerate development and improve mobility for the people of the state. Deputy CM Chawna Meen and Lok Sabha MP Tapar Gao were also present during the meeting. Chow Rajawan Namchum, a pioneer of modern Thai Khamti music, has passed away. Extending his condolence, Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Meen said, with his demise, the Thai Khamti community has lost a silent pillar of strength and cultural pride. DCM said his songs will continue to inspire generations and live on in the hearts of the people. Since the early 1970s, Chow Rajawan Namchum had been a guiding force in shaping and preserving Thai Khamti music. As a gifted singer, composer and radio artist, he bridged the traditional and modern forms of the musical heritage and mentored many who later became renowned in the community. More than 5,000 believers from different religions and communities participated in the Swadharma Sammelan held at the Daporijo Festival Ground in Upper Subansiri District. The program was organized as part of the 100-year celebration of the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh. During the program, cultural displays representing the indigenous belief systems and traditions of various tribes and communities were showcased. The main objective of the Sammelan was to uphold and protect indigenous traditions, cultural heritage, beliefs and value systems. A team of 43 Gaon Buras of Ruksin subdivision in East Siang district are on a wildlife study tour to Kaziranga National Park in Assam aimed at wildlife conservation awareness. Pasighat West MLA Ninong Ering, who sponsored the tour, said that Gaon Buras of his area should realize the importance of wildlife conservation, especially learn management of man-animal conflict from wildlife experts. He hoped that the Gaon Buras would mobilize their local villagers and stop rampant hunting of wild beasts during community festivals. The MLA said not only Gaon Buras, but different sections also can avail the opportunity who are interested to learn about conservation of the wild resources and create tourism prospects in their areas. The Unying Aran Hunting Festival of the Adi tribe is considered a very significant step in preserving wild animals in the interstate boundary area with Assam. Met Center Itanagar has forecast rain and thundershowers is very likely to occur at few places of West Kameng, Papumpare and Upper Siang districts of Arunachal Pradesh. Met Center has also forecast thunderstorm and lightning at isolated places of Kurumkume, East Siang, Lohit, Namsai and Tirap districts. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.